The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Okay, I may have to talk some of you off the ledge. If you're standing outside the window on a tall building downtown ready to jump, please, please, please reconsider. If you are on a bridge thinking about jumping, please step back, reconsider. I know how hard it is to deal with no Facebook, but it's okay. It's okay. That violent shaking, that's just withdrawal from Facebook. And in a week or two, it will go away. Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Monday afternoon. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp are down. And they have been all day. And worldwide, evidently, the company says we're aware of it and we're looking into it. I've read a couple of theories about what's happened. I'm not even going to pass those on to you. I have no idea. But in the social media world, yeah, that's pretty big. Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, all down. Yep. CNN is reporting that the company's week went from bad to worse because evidently over the weekend, I didn't see it. Joy and I were out of town for the whole weekend. But evidently, a whistleblower was on one of the national TV news programs over the weekend, dishing all kinds of dirt on Facebook management and so forth. And again, I didn't see it, so I don't know a whole lot about it, but it was supposedly a whistleblower from inside Facebook. And, well, it was not a very complimentary interview, I guess, somewhat explosive. That was over the weekend, and now today, poof, they're gone. I don't know what's going on, but anyway. Speaking of the weekend, I want to get into a story about our Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost called a press conference this morning to announce some really important, I started to say it's exciting news. It's really depressing news on one hand, But then on the other, it's exciting. It's about an operation called Operation Ohio Nose. I'll give you an update on that in just a moment. But first, I've just got to share with you, often in the 3:30 segment, I fill you in on what Joy and I did on the weekend. We were in Portland, Indiana, Friday, Saturday, and yesterday. Portland is a little bitty town about 13 miles over the state line from Ohio into Indiana. It's just barely over the Ohio line. I don't know what the population is, but it's a little place. But there is a wonderful church there called Fellowship Baptist. The pastor is Hugh Kelly. And by the way, we have listeners. And I'm talking daily listeners to this program in Portland, Indiana. And I'm assuming that they're listening right now. And I just, they came up on Sunday, said, "Hey, we listen to your program every day." I said, "Really? In Portland, Indiana?" Yep. Get it on the car every day. Anyway, we did what Joy and I call a cross power weekend. Sometimes we get it all in on Saturday. This church wanted to start Friday night and then Saturday morning until early afternoon. And I'm telling you, we had such a wonderful time. This is what Joy and I love to do more than anything else, is what we call a cross-power weekend. We asked the church for anywhere from 5 to 7 hours in kind of a seminar setting. Whenever, Friday night, Saturday, Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, Saturday, whatever, we don't care. And we do a presentation on victorious living surrounding the power of the cross. And we have found, honestly, the overwhelming majority of Christians have no clue what the cross means after they get saved. The overwhelming majority have no clue. They know what the cross means for salvation. After that, they don't have any idea. And I've said this before, our calendar was just packed last year, and then COVID came, and everything was canceled. So we have had recently a lot of Sunday meetings, but it's been a long time since we've done a full weekend, and it was glorious. I'm telling you, heaven came down. What sweet, hungry, responsive people Friday night and then Saturday morning, just like sponges. It was wonderful. It was absolutely wonderful, and a wonderful crowd, particularly considering the size of the town. And then yesterday morning, we had a great time on Sunday morning. And once again, just literally, heaven came down. And I realize a lot of churches don't give invitations, altar calls anymore. In fact, some churches never have. I love the opportunity for people to respond to God when he is speaking to them. And so, we gave an invitation yesterday, and literally the altars across the whole front of the church were just filled with people dealing with God. What they were dealing with, none of my business. But they were dealing with God. And I want to thank Pastor Hugh Kelly, his dear wife, the staff, and all of the folks over in Portland, Indiana. We had a wonderful time. Got back last evening, tired and weary, but it was, it's that, what a good tired is. There's a bad tired and there's a good tired. So for those of you who were praying for us, thank you. It was a wonderful weekend. And I want to thank Tim Throckmorton for sitting in for me on Friday. He does such an incredible job. And I appreciate him and his faithfulness to God and the incredible talent, ability, and insight that God has given Tim Throckmorton. I'm just so grateful that he is so available when I have asked him to guest host. So anyway, that was our weekend. Busy, 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 busy weekend, but absolutely wonderful, God-blessed weekend. I need to take a break, and then I'll give you an update on Dave Yost and Operation Ohio Knows when we return. By the way, Joy and I would love to come to your church and do a Crosspower weekend like we did in Indiana this past weekend. Crosspower.net is our website.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
We are very fortunate here in Ohio to have Dave Yost as our Attorney General. Called a press conference this morning announcing the results of Operation Ohio Knows. Well, I didn't know anything about it because I think it was a sting operation. But he announced this morning that more than 100 people were arrested as part of Operation Ohio Knows. All of these people involved in sex trafficking right here in Ohio. Attorney General Yost, who, by the way, is planning on joining me tomorrow. Just got a text. Let me see. It's either 4 or 5 tomorrow. Let's see. Let me open it. 4. 4 o'clock tomorrow, unless something happens. We're planning on having Attorney General Dave Yost with us at 4 o'clock tomorrow. But this morning, Dave Yost was joined by law enforcement agencies, representatives from Franklin County, Montgomery, Portage, and Summit. They announced that 161 men have been arrested for trying to buy sex, 3 of them from minors. Whoa. Attorney General Yost said this is the largest human trafficking sting in the history of the state of Ohio. The operation. Oh, pardon me. I am so sorry. Every year, and I have a cough button, but it comes and I sometimes don't have time to hit the cough button. So anyway, I really do apologize. I know that's annoying. The operation took place from September 24th to October 1st to address issues that fuel sex trafficking in Ohio. Among those arrested, a city councilman, a teacher, a professor, and sadly, a Columbus firefighter. In one case, police arrested a man with a 2-year-old in his car. At the press conference, Attorney General Yost said, "I shake my head and can't believe those stories. It happens everywhere. A professor, a city councilman. This is not just something that happens down in the hood in the city. It's in every county, every town. This is happening all over Ohio. Poor neighborhoods, rich neighborhoods, educated, uneducated, black, white, it doesn't matter. It happens everywhere." 161 men arrested in the largest sex trafficking sting in Ohio history. Good for Ohio Attorney General Yost and all of the law enforcement agencies that were involved. Of course, the prostitutes should be targeted, but they should also be helped. Many of them are literally slaves to their pimp or whoever is handling them. And if you take care of those who are hiring and paying, if you take care of the men, there would be no business. So I'm just so thrilled that Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost was spearheading this sting campaign. 161 men. Then very quickly, something historic happened in Israel over the weekend. For the first time in history, the nation of Egypt's national carrier made its first official direct flight to Israel. Yep, they landed at Tel Aviv's Ben Gurion Airport. First time ever. Why? The Abraham Accords. Who negotiated the Abraham Accords? Donald Trump. Yeah, this had nothing to do with the current administration. All of this occurred because of the historic Abraham Accords between Israel and four Arab states. Yeah, remember the guy that all the liberal left said was going to lead us into war and destroy the entire earth and, you know, we would be in a nuclear war with Iran and North Korea? Yeah, remember that? He probably did more to further peace in the Middle East than any president, certainly since Jimmy Carter. And the liberal news media and the liberal left and the Democrats never gave him any credit for that. So it was historic. The first time Egypt's national air carrier made a trip directly from Cairo to Tel Aviv. First time. History. If, and you probably won't, if you hear it about on the evening news, I assure you, you're not going to hear anything about the Abraham Accords, and you're certainly not going to hear anything about Donald Trump. Yeah. All right, quick break. We'll be back. You're listening to Bob Burney Live.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.